Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and a little land yet for you today, too. Today's story, it's hunting season for coaches.
It's wabbit season, duck season, wabbit season, duck season, wabbit season, duck season, wabbit season, wabbit season, duck season, wabbit season. I say it's duck season, and I say fire. Try that again.
Yep, it seems to happen every fall just about this time. All around the country, November means that it's, once again, hunting season. And no, this story isn't about hunting, but it is about coaches. And ironically, many coaches find themselves being hunted at this time of year. First, let's talk about bird season. These winged creatures are a favorite of hunters every year. Though your target can fly high at times, you must remain quiet and patient in order to get a chance to knock down a few of these at lower altitudes. In Georgia, the former high-flying Atlanta Falcons fired Dan Quinn recently. Yes, that's the same football coach who took the Atlanta Falcons to their second Super Bowl back in February of 2017. Now, after the Falcons laid a monumental egg during the second-half meltdown in losing the game to the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, those dirty birds have been circling lower than buzzards ever since. When the Falcons started the 2020 NFL season going 0-5 this year, well, the team's ownership and fan base had seen enough. Kablooey! Though Dan Quinn's career record in Atlanta was 43-42, he's now gone. Since the downing of Coach Quinn, the Falcons have gone 3-1 since. Perhaps not having a permanent head coach might be the answer in Georgia. Meanwhile, it's turkey season. Yes, down in Texas, it's turkey season. You can usually spot your target, as he'll be the person running quickly away from media coverage and dodging the unhappy fans. When your pro football team is really, really having a bad season, it's time to fire that turkey. And the sooner, the better. The city of Houston has nearly 5 million people who spend a great deal of their lives stuck in gridlock and traffic jams next to countless other patience challenge commuters, with some drivers needing up to 90 minutes each way to drive to work and then back home from their weekday jobs. The fans don't want to continue hearing their favorite sports radio station remind them of just how bad the local NFL team has become. Bill O'Brien arrived in H-Town several years ago with a reputation for being the most Bill Belichick-like assistant in the New England Patriots coaching tree. Though Bill O'Brien, thankfully, hasn't dazzled the fans with a dapper assortment of chic gray Belichick-styled sweatshirts on the sidelines, his generally stoic demeanor, though, has often felt as cold as a New England winter. O'Brien's Texans actually made the playoffs in 4 of his 6 seasons in Houston, a much better record than that other Texas team located up I-45 north in Dallas. The Texans, though, play in the AFC South, which has been one of the easiest divisions in the NFL during his 6-plus seasons in Houston. With a playoff record of just 2-4, though, the Texans still haven't won an AFC championship or been to one single Super Bowl. With O'Brien's Texans starting the 2020 campaign at 0-4 out the chute, it became time to take aim on the head coach. It's turkey season. Kaboom!
Fire!
Bill O'Brien finished with a 52-48 record in Houston. Since his departure, the Texans have gone 1-4. Some things apparently don't change in Houston. Next up, it's Gamecock season. Over in South Carolina, the flagship Public University of South Carolina in the state capital city of Columbia already had the deck stacked against their football program. You see, the university plays football in the Southeastern Conference, the toughest conference in the country, while its upstate neighbor in Clemson has been playing for national championships the last few years while benefiting from a much less difficult football schedule in the Atlantic Coast Conference. The most recent head football coach at the University of South Carolina was Will Muschamp. Though his teams have posted a 28-30 overall record during 4.5 seasons at the helm in South Carolina, the 2020 Gamecocks have been a disappointing 2-5 thus far this year. In his last week at the helm, last weekend, Coach Muschamp's team was embarrassed 59-42 by an Ole Miss football team whose quarterback later confided to the press that he was able to recognize the Carolina defenses on every single play. And by now, you know what that means for the head coach. Kapow! Though Coach Muschamp was fired, the university still owes him a reported $13.2 million to fulfill his contract. At least Will Muschamp's wallet wasn't injured. And finally, it's duck season! Coaches always seem to be a major target for the transgressions of their players and staff. In particular, head football coaches, many of whom now earn more than $1 million per year, are responsible for the actions of, think about this, over 100 players, plus dozens on the coaching staff and related personnel. The head football coach must face the media questions about the performance of his team, and unfortunately for matters which occur off the field as well. The ability to artfully answer or deflect those difficult questions has become one of the jobs of this well-paid coaching profession. LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron is taking a lot of shots right now from the press. He is currently in duck season. Though it's bad enough his defending national champion Tigers are struggling with a 2-3 record at this point in the season, no recently accounts have surfaced about the actions of several former football players at LSU and their interaction with female students. These allegations appear to be quite serious and credible. Unfortunately, this story isn't the first and will not be the last time we hear about bad judgment involving one or more college athletes. Though most college football coaches now earn a great deal of money, their formal education and experience makes them much better at teaching football skills and strategies than being the primary on-campus parent for their players. Let's remember that these young men are now of legal age. They're old enough to vote and also old enough to go to jail if they are guilty of serious crimes. Personally, I cannot imagine how hard it must be to try to contain over 100 young people at all times while they're attending an expansive university campus. Most athletic recruits have been told by coaches, family, and friends for several years that they are indeed special during high school simply by being blessed with lots of athletic talent. The feeling of entitlement can really be a recipe for disaster. And don't forget that universities such as LSU don't help to deflate those egos of high school athletes during the romantic recruitment period of these same players. Do you think that many of these high school athletes would willingly sign a letter of intent to attend the university knowing that the head football coach is going to treat them like a Marine Corps drill sergeant does to new recruits during basic training and for all the years that the players remain in the program? Yeah, right. Many of these recruits will wash out on the field or in the classroom during their first year in school. Other players will opt to transfer to another university for a better chance to play. Despite a lot of annual attrition, most of the remaining college athletes on the roster at a university are most likely to be very responsible student athletes. However, a few egotistical knuckleheads may remain due to their overwhelming talent displayed on the field. They create their own trouble off the field. Just like that Marine drill sergeant, the head coach of a college athletics program will be called into account for any negative action of his players. The bigger the violation, the louder the chance will be for heads to roll. And the national media has now declared that LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron should be held accountable for his knowledge and response, or lack thereof, regarding the actions of some of his former players. For Coach O, it's definitely duck season.
It's wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. I say it's duck season, and I say fire.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. We are definitely in the middle of hunting season for coaches. And in the weeks and months to come, more coaches will be shot down as both professional football teams and college athletics directors dismiss their current coaches for a variety of failures. And then these same big-time talent scout hunters will quickly return to those fields of play, plant some decoys, and stock a few feeders in order to romance a new coach to surface and come visit them. These recruiting hunts will find big-game talent scout hunters armed, as usual, with never-ending platitudes about their universities or programs, long-term coaching contracts, and lots of cash.
Excellent.
In this never-ending saga to bag the next great coach. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.